Columbus Police Chief Kim Jacobs is wrapping up her last week on the job. She's retiring, ending a pioneering career that spanned nearly four decades. WOSU's Adora Nambigade reports colleagues and city leaders held a send-off party on Wednesday, but not everyone is sad to see her go.
On the eve of her retirement, city and law enforcement officials gathered at the Police Academy auditorium to celebrate Kim Jacobs' tenure as chief. Her last day is Friday, ending her 7 years as Columbus's top police officer.
Thank you isn't great enough. And I know that a lot of you probably think now is a good time for me to say thank you, very profuse, thank you, let's go eat cake. But for those of you that do know me, know I have something to say.
Jacobs not only led the division of police, she broke new ground. She was the department's first female chief and the city's first openly gay chief. Jacobs joined the force in the late 1970s, only a few years after Columbus Police began training women to work in patrol. But she does not consider those things to be the most important pieces of her legacy. She turns instead to her efforts to improve police relations with citizens.
Really does center on some of the training and the community engagement that we've done. So it all goes together, but we've trained our officers to appreciate the conversations that they can have with community members.
She has officers sit down with community members to get to know people in a non-confrontational setting. She's most proud of the names and faces that she remembers of everyday people. Jacobs also started sending police to conferences to learn about how they may be perceived.
Training them where they might have biases and training them where, you know, why people might be afraid of them, you know, through the trips to Washington, D.C. are extremely important for lessons that they've not only warmly received, but said this is life-changing.
Mayor Andrew Ginther praised Jacobs for her leadership during difficult times. He pointed to her effective implementation of police body cameras.
Chief Jacobs was absolutely instrumental in one of our biggest initiatives and priorities.
However, not everyone in Columbus gives Jacobs high marks.
Up to over 30 people now who have been killed at the hands of police. And we know that many of those people, I think 25, 26 of those people, are people of color, predominantly Black people.
Stewart believes Jacobs does not have control of the police force. She points to Jacobs' request that the FBI investigate the Columbus Police Vice Unit.
She didn't do the best job that she knows that she could do. I think that that's pretty evident in the fact that she is retiring early, a.k.a. resigning.
Ten and Krakoff, with the group showing up for racial justice, feels the same.
We're happy to hear that she's retired, but we feel that ultimately she should have been fired.
He wishes Jacobs used her position to call for greater accountability.
All the police shootings, there has yet to be any indictment of any police officers. And though that lands with the prosecutor's office, with Ron O'Brien, she could still call for independent investigations.
Krakoff wants to see investigations of officer-involved shootings change.
There are other things they can do, like drug testing police officers regularly and especially after police shootings.
Chief Jacobs says the next chief should listen to community concerns, but also officers.
We need to listen to our, the consultant, the safety commission, and see what direction they want to go in, but then to make sure that they're representing the needs of the officers throughout that process.
But Jacobs also says the next chief will need discernment to decide which suggestions to implement.
People that haven't done policing don't often understand how and why it has to be done a certain way. And so I think that they need to pay attention to what we're being asked to do and then decide if that's actually doable in the world in which we have to operate.
The city is conducting a nationwide search for Jacobs' replacement. In the meantime, Deputy Chief Tom Quinlan will assume the role of interim chief. Adora Nambigade, WOSU News.